Hello, everyone, and welcome back to not an episode of the Research VR podcast. Today, we have a short and fun announcement for everyone about the future of this podcast and about the details of which we have been dying to share with you. Hi, Peter.
Hello, Azat.
So today, we want to talk a little bit about incentives and motivation and more of support structures for the podcast. People have been asking for a Patreon for quite some time, and I think we are finally ready to announce that we do have a Patreon page going. I've actually also created a Patreon page for my own YouTube channel for my Everyday Scan series, and both of which we are consolidating into a singular page. It is under actually my name, Oz Balabanian, for I think America and tax reasons. So with one page, you will now support both the Research VR podcast and my photogrammetry efforts with Everyday Scan.
And it's such a good deal. I mean, two in one,
baby. It's a good way to sell it. We have some rewards actually, and if you guys would like to hear what those rewards are, before we even jump into that, let's explain what Patreon even is. For those of you guys that don't know what Patreon is, it is a way to support your favorite creators that aren't getting any money back for the content that they're creating. So think of YouTubers, think of podcasters, certain Twitter or Instagram personalities, a lot of artists use it a lot. So we, you know, podcasts fall in the same realm. Oh, do you hear that? Yeah. I love hearing the German police car in the background. It's very distinct.
Yeah, maybe as a side note, I'm sitting literally right now at a restaurant and doing the podcast with us, so excuse me for my sound and loudness. So motivation.
It's Patreon is a really, really good way of actually not only just, you know, I mean, it's not just a donation because you're not just giving money away and not getting anything back. It's a, you basically donate as much as you want based on what kind of reward you want to receive. So it starts as little as $2 a month. So for $2,
cheaper than a cup of coffee.
Yeah, it's literally you're coming to my house and buying me a cup of coffee. Like it's let's just call it that. For $2, you are in the tier of young Padawan, and you will have access to a secret Discord channel within our community where it'll be just for supporters. And on top of that, you will have your name in the outro of every video and podcast. And what I'm actually planning on doing is creating a little jingle, a little song with the supporters' names on it. So that'll be really fun. The second tier is called the Middle-Aged Wizard, where that's not a wise old wizard yet. That's, you know, the mid-tier wizard. You're still kind of growing, ripening. You'll have early access to every video and podcast, hopefully like a day early. So you'll get you'll know more before everyone else. Plus you get the tiers before it, and that's coming at $5 a month. We have the Wizard Council member tier, which is $15 a month, and you'll have that will give you the ability to actually decide what we're going to be podcasting next, what guests we're going to have next, what I'm going to film and scan next. You'll also have direct access to slide into our DMs and, plus everything else on top of that. And finally, and this is the crazy one, it's called Literally God, the tier, and it's $70 a month or more. And you'll have the ability to join the live streams of both my YouTube live streams and when we start doing the podcast live streams again as a voice of God. So you'll be streaming in, and you can ask questions. You can, you know, just contribute to the conversation, and hopefully it won't get too annoying, but like, that's kind of the idea that we want to give that superpower, that ability to people that really want to be like loyal and dedicated members to this cause.
Absolutely. And I mean, if you think we have been doing this podcast since I think 2 years without any ads, and we want to continue doing it without any ads, but I guess it's very important to support Mr. Azad over there. And you know, it also, whenever you show us some love, we are more motivated to do it, right?
Dude, it's only the love is what keeps us going. Because otherwise, we're just speaking into a vacuum. Like, we have no real time feedback when it comes to podcasting or video creating. You're just like literally speaking into the void. So, to have real supporters like this, I think would mean the world to us. I'm notoriously bad for asking for money and for asking for help and support. So this kind of took a while on my end to kind of come to terms with, like, you know what, this is actually how we should be doing things. Plus, this also gives you an incentive. Once you start contributing, this will give you an incentive to really keep up with the podcast and to reap the rewards of your work. So we would really, really appreciate that and love it if you guys could help us in that end. We're excited to see what's going to come of it.
Exactly. So I guess we should, you know, hope that a lot of our lovely listeners are going to spread the word about the podcast and help us and support us on Patreon, right?
That's right. And find us on Patreon. If you look up my name, Oz Balabanian, on Patreon, you will find me. If you even search for Research VR Podcast, you will find it. If you search for Everyday a Scan on Patreon, you will find it. Or if you go to our URL link, patreon.com/Wizard of Oz. Like I said, it's under my name, but this is both for the Research VR Podcast and Everyday a Scan series. I think it's a really good combination because, like, we speak about photogrammetry so much anyway, and I don't know exactly where the YouTube channel will go, but I mean, I should mention, we also have a Research VR YouTube channel that we are now using to create highlight clips of the episodes. So let's say you don't want to hear the whole episode, or if you just want to get a taste of it before you listen to the whole thing, you should for sure find the Research VR podcast on YouTube. And it's also a shareable way of sharing your favorite conversations of the podcast without, you know, giving someone an iTunes link. Be like, here's the YouTube link. You can listen to, you know, just 8 minutes of the most juicy parts of the conversation.
Yeah, the most juicy ones where, you know, we discuss actually the real things, right?
Exactly. So we are dedicated to putting out one episode a week now. We have a few in the backlog. We're going to be recording a bunch over the next couple of weeks, so we won't be missing a week. Like I said, this support structure, it will give us an incentive to really stay on top of our shit and keep delivering on a consistent basis, because it's been kind of hard for both of us, man. Like, I'm freelancing and I have a contract, I do contract jobs. You have a pretty involving job yourself.
I'm studying part time. You know, it's, you know, how it is.
Yeah, exactly. So we have some great ideas of things that we want to be doing next.
Oh, yes.
And we hope you guys support us on the Patreon page.
Yeah. All right. So should we slowly cut it and go into the real episode?
That's right. Actually, I think we might be releasing this as it's like a separate little short snippet, because the Asad J. Malik episode came out today. If you haven't heard that yet, that is this week's episode about immersive storytelling, interactive storytelling in augmented reality, with a film.
That's a really good one.
It's being actually premiered right now at Tribeca. So it's really exciting and very timely.
And a very nice philosophical discussion.
The whole simulations and simulacra thing we went down, and how Disneyland is that a simulation or a simulacra? Like, that was a fun one.
And whether you know or don't know what a simulacra is, just listen to the episode; you will figure it out.
That's right. No, it's a good hearted one. Any other announcements? I will be actually at VR LA. I think I'm going to be working with a company there to kind of on their video production side, doing some coverage of probably some of the games and products that they're making. I don't know if I have nothing to announce yet, so keep an eye out for that. I'll probably make an announcement. Oh, the VR, the meetup that we had last week. I can probably quickly give a little brief on that. We had a meetup, which we announced on Discord and through Twitter, and we had people show up into my room, in my photogrammetry room in VR chat. It was so much fun. We co-hosted it with the Enter VR podcast, Chris Miranda from that podcast, which we featured on our show, and I've been on their show. They have a really cool audience as well. We ended up being like, you know, why don't we just do a meetup and have our friends and listeners actually join in and you know, explore some worlds together. So we started in my room, where we explored, you know, looked around my my desks and found all the cameras that I've hidden around and the fun details. And then after that, like, you can basically create portals to go into every other world and go there as a group. And we had a fun night dancing in a VR dance club, which was such a blast, exploring art worlds by jumping around like with moon gravity. And it was literally like some of the most silliest giggles I've ever had in my life were just me hanging out with friends and listeners, in just our private worlds. I'd say like this wasn't, you know, the typical, we've talked about VR chat in the past and about, you know, meme culture and whatnot, but
yeah,
as long as you keep the circle to just people that you know, or at least that you can moderate, it's such a great experience. So I'd highly recommend that. And we're planning on doing more. Actually, I just talked to Chris earlier today. He wants to do more meetups. So hopefully we'll do bigger and grander VR podcast meetups. Kent Bai actually will also, he hasn't confirmed it, but I'm pretty sure he'll be down as well. He does VR chat meetups. Nice. We'll probably have Gunter's Universe be involved as well. So all the other sides of the VR podcast world, we will combine into a grand form of.
Hooray! It will be a huge network of VR podcasts. We'll take over the whole VR podcast world.
Humble. Yeah, anything from your end, Peter?
Basically, I'm not sure when this is going to launch. I think tomorrow, so I'm still at the Hanover Messe. If you're around, visit me. Other than that, yeah, stay tuned. Come to our Discord channel. And yeah, enjoy the shows.
All right, guys. Thank you all for listening, and we'll see you guys next week. Bye.
Goodbye.